And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also in the day of Lot, they did eat, they did drink, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Yes.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Yes.
In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back.
Right.
Remember Lot's
wife.
Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. One shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Whosoever the body is, thither will the angels be gathered together. And I was looking at that scripture, and the last scripture, and I said, you know, what does that mean? And the Lord Jesus Christ is just so sweet about breaking his word down to us. And it kind of talks in terms of, you know, you think of, it goes really deep. I don't want to go too deep into it, but you think of when there's things in the land that, you know, buzzards or eagles or things of the nature may want to eat. You know, there's going to be, if you go into Revelation, there's going to be, you know, things of that nature taking place. There's going to be a lot of death in the land. I'll just say that. I don't want to go too deep into it, but it's going to be a lot of death in the land.
Right.
But this scripture is, it's a warning scripture. You know, at the beginning it says the coming of the king. And it's letting us know, you know, there's going to be one in the field, another's going to be taken. It says there's going to be this, you know, two men should be in the field, and one's going to be taken. One, two women grinding, and there's going to be one taken. And I thought about that thing. I said, well, I want to be the one that's taken.
Right.
I don't want to be the one that's left looking with it. What happened? You know, why is that brother or sister falling dead? Because we have the understanding that this shell is not going to go with us. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
It's going to stay here.
Right.
So you think the pandemic is something. Woo,
right.
Bodies are going to be dropping like child. Right. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't want to be left here. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, you kind of look around the church now. You know the ones that are saved. And you know the ones that are not saved.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, if I see this person drop, it's going to concern me. You might go to them and start shaking. Are you okay? Are you all right? Breathe. You may try to get in the hymen. But no, that body will not be able to be revived because that soul, hallelujah, has transformed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My son has been fascinated about that new body. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somehow we got on the subject about the new body. And he's really fascinated about that thing. And he was thinking about earthly things. And I thought about Lot's wife. Hallelujah, Jesus. And how Lot's wife, you know, on one part you're reading the footnotes and saying, well, her heart was still in Sodom.
Yeah.
But the scripture lets us know if you read more, hallelujah, the footnotes is really man's opinion. But if you read more, hallelujah, Jesus, it lets us know that she was disobedient because she was told not to look back.
Right,
hallelujah.
Right, Jesus. Right. Right.
In these last and evil days, if you got Jesus, hallelujah, hold on to him.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That means that you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you know of Jesus, hallelujah, hurry up and get him. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is
the second time Jesus has given me this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying, Jesus, hallelujah, the old time is winding up. Hallelujah. Jesus, this morning I was listening to Stephen Scudder, and the same message was going forth.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about other things, but the same thing was in him.
Mm-hmm.
Time is winding up.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is warning his saints,
his
people, those who say, I believe, Jesus.
Right.
I believe that you died on the cross for my sins.
Right.
I believe, hallelujah, that you died and you rose on the third day according to the scripture.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I believe. Jesus, that hallelujah, that nails was in your hand. Hallelujah, thorn was in your side. Hallelujah, you were wounded for my transgression. Hallelujah, you were bruised for my iniquity. Hallelujah, and by your stripes that I'm healed.
Right.
And that scripture, when it says that by his stripes I'm healed, it's not talking about your sickness. Mm-hmm. It's talking about your sin sickness. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're all born in a state of condition of sin. Right. Hallelujah. We had no business about how we were born in, who our mother and father is. Right. We were born rich, poor, black, white, tall, short, dark hair, brown hair. Hallelujah. Blonde hair, blue eyes, whatever. Hallelujah. You have nothing to do about how you were born here. But you showed up. Hallelujah. Have something to do about how you leave here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Each and every one is a given opportunity. Hallelujah, for that breath of life leaves your body. Hallelujah. Jesus loves your soul so much. Hallelujah. He suffered, bled, and died for you. He loves your soul so much that he gives you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to say yes to his will. Hallelujah. He gives you opportunity and opportunity to repent when you do your wrong. Hallelujah. You know, you can be just like David against thee and thee. Only have I sinned, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before David was left this earth. Hallelujah. Yeah. Before he was transformed. Hallelujah. Yeah. He had a testimony. Hallelujah, Jesus. About a repentance. Yeah. I always think about that with David. He said, against thee. And the only have a sin. Nobody else. Not, you know, yes, I did this with Bathsheba. It was good. I did it against Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with her.
Right.
And he had to pay, hallelujah, for his sin.
Yep.
But the fact that he repented. Hey, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. For his mind to repent. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Jesus gives us that same opportunity to repent. Whether we're repenting from our sins, or, you know, you get all to see the Holy Ghost and Jesus, baptized in Jesus' name, or whichever order it goes in, hallelujah. Because I didn't receive the Holy, you know, I didn't get baptized first. Mine was just a little different. I received the Holy Ghost first.
Right.
But Elder, remember, Bishop Johnson said, hurry up and get her in the water. She got to have, you know, and like Elder Stevens kind of said so many times, you have to have all the keys. That's what it was.
Right.
I said, why is he rushing me to get in the water? He said, you got to hurry up.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. I was still young. I just know I had the Holy Ghost, and I haven't been baptized yet. He said, you got to get off. Yeah, get all, that's what it was. Yeah, get all the keys.
Yep.
You can't have one without the other.
Right.
And I thank Jesus. I got them in that cold water, with them bugs in that water. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, we don't have to ask Jesus to trouble the water because I already been troubled. But I went down and there was them bugs. Hallelujah, because they had sprayed. Thank you, Jesus. And them bugs were floating out. But, but it didn't even matter. Hallelujah. Once I went down, hallelujah, and I could like see myself. Hallelujah. You know how you see yourself?
Yeah.
You got to open your eyes. I was like, I don't know if my eyes would be open or closed, but I opened them, and I could just kind of see. But when I got out, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I had to understand why. You know, a little bit more why I had to go down, because I felt complete. Yeah, that's the best way I can explain it.
Yeah.
I was like, I got Jesus.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, I've been working on this day. I go home now. I was ready to go home. But Jesus, you know, and Jesus also reminds us, no, not yet. You still have work to do. Sometimes you just enjoy it so much. You're like, ooh, I want to go home.
Right.
He said, no, you have work to do. But I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, just for having to understand the importance of being saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that's just not enough. You know, the Lord gave me that thing. It was just so sweet. Hallelujah. I'm going to share with you all.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, yes, you have to take the steps of salvation, but you got to go through the whole process.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, you have to repent. Yes, you have to be baptized in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to tarry for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Don't stop
there. Right.
Hallelujah. Don't get stuck for 50 plus years. Yes, Jesus. Come on through with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's more. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. He wants more for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't get stuck right there.
Right.
Ask Jesus whatever it is. Remove it or
right.
Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus has something for you to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Lord, help me. I don't want to get content with just being around the saints, because it is.
Right.
It's a joy to be around the saints.
Yeah.
It's a privilege and an honor. And what you are enjoying is not that personality. It's
right.
The presence of
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
Jesus.
It's the presence of
yes.
Jesus. What you're really enjoying.
Yes.
When people see you, they see that's the kind of glory.
Right.
Why,
right.
Hey,
right.
Why he always silent?
Right.
Why he looks so good?
Right.
It's Jesus
it
that you see.
Jesus.
And it attracts
that's
people.
Right.
You think you know somebody's attracted because, you know, you got that
right.
Suit on.
Right.
It looks all good.
Right.
No, it's Jesus that they see.
Right.
You know, don't let the enemy fool you. Hallelujah.
Right.
as to think that it's you. Thank you, Jesus. And I thought about that thing another way. I'm going to go. Just bear with me for a moment. I thought about that thing. I said, you know, the enemy, this is the lust of the flesh and lust of the eye, pride of life. The Lord tries to, the enemy tries to entice you, hallelujah, with these beautiful, I'm being honest, these little beautiful Bathshebas out there.
Yeah.
Amen. It could be the opposite. Thank you, Jesus. It could be a man. But it's not you that they see.
Right.
It's Jesus that they see.
Right.
They want to know about you.
Right.
So don't get caught up in, oh, he looks pretty. Jesus looks pretty.
Right.
Let them know what the beauty of
the
life
is.
Hallelujah. Why are they so attracted to you?
Right.
Jesus, bring them to church.
Bring
hallelujah.
Them to church.
Yeah, Lord. Amen. Bring them to church. See, that's not for everybody. I'm going to be real honest. That was not for me. I tried that. I said, Lord, nope, I can't do this. It's not mine. It's not. I told him, I said, Jesus, this is not for me. Bear with me, y'all. I don't know where Jesus take me, but I'm following.
Okay.
Right. Amen. So that wasn't for me. You know, that's not everybody's situation. Thank you, Jesus. I said, Lord, well, I tried to do like some of my sisters. You know, they tried to draw. You know, people see the Shekinah glory, and you say, well, it's Jesus, and you try to witness. And I said, Lord, no, that's not for me. I'm going to sit here, and I'm just going to enjoy my Holy Ghost.
Right.
And I'm going to be occupied till I come. You're going to have to send me somebody, Jesus, because if you get to the point, I'm being honest, where you realize that someone is starting to draw you, you say, hold up.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
No, no, no.
Right.
I remember I was talking, I'm sorry, I was talking to this one gentleman, and Mother Johnson gave us a rule. I kept in my mind. It wasn't a year, but she said, after a year, if the brothers, you know, the brothers didn't come to church, you need to let them go.
You need to let them go.
And I said, okay.
That makes sense.
It wasn't a year, but it just wasn't right. Thank you, Jesus. And I think about that thing and says, I got rid of my bozo, and Jesus gave me my bozo.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful because I stood to deal.
Right.
I had to realize that Jesus, until Jesus bought me what I needed.
Yeah. Right.
He was my everything. Hallelujah.
Right.
I was dating Jesus. You want to look at it
right.
that way?
Right.
That's the best I can explain it. I became content with me and Jesus. I would have my little Blockbuster at that time and my pizza. And I would go to church and I would occupy. And I did. I gave Jesus, oh, Lord, you live the things I wanted. But it got to the point, I was going all down in detail. I want this skin color. I want this hair. I just really got real detail. But the Lord, he's so wonderful and merciful.
Yep.
He'll listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I said, hold on. You know, I want Jesus, give me what you want to give me. I said, Lord, you give me black, white, Chinese, Asian, whatever you want to give me. I said, but Lord, please let him have the qualities that I need for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, because Jesus knows better. And then when I did that, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
I kept occupying.
Going
to church. Praise Jesus. Teaching class, you know. Praise Jesus. Oh, I forgot all about my prayer. I was just me and Jesus. We were having a good time. I was at date night with mama. It was just me and Jesus. Walk up to Jesus. Amen. Going to church. Same cycle over and over again.
Right.
You know, saying, well, Jesus bless if he does it. I remember that scripture. Hallelujah. In the last days, act as if you're not, you married or whatever. And basically, I was content. But I thank Jesus so much. But just blessing, because he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
And Lord Jesus Christ did bless me with someone, but he came to me.
Right.
He literally sat down. And he says, oh, hi, Michelle.
Oh,
you know,
I'm
like, oh, and I thank Jesus. And what was funny is that at that time, he was seeking the Holy Ghost. I'm going to move it on. Give me a moment. We were seeking the Holy Ghost, and we became prayer partners.
All right.
And we would fast together. We would pray together. You know, but I thank Jesus so much. I said, oh, he's not coming through the Holy Ghost. I might be hindering him.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, let me back off because I love the soul. You know, I wanted the soul to be saved.
Right.
You know, yes, we were friends. Yes, we were best friends. But I wanted that soul to be saved. And I didn't know, you know, and I tell you, when he sat down by me, he wasn't really thinking about, ooh, she looked pretty. He was just saying hello because, you know, not knowing that his grandparent, my Grandma Gladys and my father-in-law was trying to hook us up. Y'all probably know the story. But it's been to make it for years. I met my husband when I was a little girl. I looked at him and was like, no. But years later, I met him again. And I saw him in a different light. Thank you, Jesus. But I had to wait. I thanked the Lord. I could not hinder that soul from receiving the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So I thanked Jesus. I became prayer partners, best friends. And then I said, okay, I don't want to hinder him. I'm about to call him and back off and say, you ever come through a the Holy Ghost yet. We've been fasting and praying together. You know, he would pray during prayer service, and then we'll come home and pray at night, you know, and we would then get off the phone. And we were doing all that, but he wasn't coming through with the Holy Ghost. So I was about to tell him, like, well, let me just wait until you get the Holy Ghost, not knowing that he really wasn't thinking about me like that at all. I had no idea. But, you know, I thank Jesus for how the Lord helped me switch the gears, because you got to go into, you know, the seeking mode with the seeker.
Yeah.
It's not about your feelings.
Right.
The Lord helped me to shut that off.
Yep.
That's the best I can say. I shut that off.
Yep.
And I said, okay, he needs to be saved. So he was thinking, like, well, maybe she is hindering me. Neither one of us said nothing to each other. But he came with the Holy Ghost on a Wednesday at noonday.
Jesus.
And I didn't say nothing. The elder wasn't talking to me. Oh, she wouldn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and eventually he realized he had the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But I say all that to say that you have to wait. I stay on the Lord. Whatever your process is, whatever the Lord Jesus Christ will have you to go through, you have to wait on Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ will give you desires of your heart.
Right.
You know, yes, we dated for about 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually, you know, we did get married. And, you know, the Lord blessed that union to have two children. But I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for being able to, you know, just wait on Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I thank Jesus for understanding that it wasn't about what the ideal person you think you should have.
Right.
But I did get the ideal person. Hallelujah.
Right.
I really did, because it was Jesus' idea.
Right.
And I realized that my ways are not his
ways.
And my thoughts are not his
thoughts.
And Jesus gave me way better to
work. Right.
I pray for him.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
And it's pushing 20. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's 13. You know, but I thank Jesus so much, you know, and I think about that, you know, that's a testimony that I'm so grateful. I always say, Jesus, you know, whatever habit or whatever situation that you're in that you need the Lord to help you with, Jesus can help you.
Yeah.
A habit that needs to be broken, Jesus can break it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ is what you want him, and whatever you want him to be, he will be.
He will be.
If you need him to be a healer, he'll be a healer.
Right.
If you need him to answer your prayers, he'll answer your prayers.
Yeah.
But you've got to bend those knees, hallelujah,
right.
And put yourself in a position. See, I have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. And see, the scripture says, when a man find a wife, he find a good thing.
Right.
It did not tell you to go out and find your good thing.
Right.
In my situation, I was the female, and the world would teach you, go get them.
Right.
It's a song, go get your blessing.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And I was singing that song, and Elder Hermie said, go get your blessing. You know, basically, that's not scripture.
Right.
What does the word say?
Don't
say, go. It says, wait, on the Lord and be of good courage. What you doing? Go get your blessing.
Right.
I think I'm singing it right. Go get your blessing.
Right.
And I'm like, get his mind. Get your high down somewhere.
Down, right?
It's not your pride. You go get something, and you're looking like, oh, Lord, what did I get?
Right.
And my cousin, she had me laughing so hard, she said, yeah, you go out there and get you a shark. You want to throw it back? Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Jesus,
right.
Sit down somewhere.
Right.
Serve Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever you ask, whatever you're desiring.
Yep.
That was my heart's desire. I asked the Holy Ghost, I was baptized.
Yes.
But I wanted a mate. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord gave him to me. Thank you, Jesus. Because it says, like it says, a man that you find a wife, you find a good thing. And it tells me the woman, go find your man.
Yeah,
and
we
say, go get it.
Right.
Sit down somewhere.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Serve Jesus.
Yep.
He will bring it to you.
Right.
I think that my granddad came to me and he said, be still.
Yep.
And I went to my family and said, did y'all tell granddad something? No, we ain't say nothing. What did he say? Because granddad, the Lord would always use granddad to have like insight. I said, what y'all tell granddad? He said, I ain't tell him nothing. He said, what did he say? I said, be still. I said, okay, Jesus. So that started the whole process of me. Be still. What did I say in my word? Occupy till I come.
Right.
Who told you to do whatever? Hallelujah.
Right.
You tried it this way and that way.
Right.
You know, I was being obedient.
Yeah.
Some of my sisters, you know, did it that way and it worked out. They brought the gentleman in.
Right.
It just wasn't for me.
Right.
I said, this is not working.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have to realize that everyone's way is not the way that Jesus will have you. Everyone's path is not the same.
No, that's right.
And when you see that it's just not working for you, Jesus is so merciful and so wonderful.
Yeah.
He'll drop that in your mind. Sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What did I tell you to do?
Right.
Go to my word. Hallelujah. Seek me. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Occupy, hallelujah. Stand still, hallelujah, Jesus. And that really can apply to any situation in your life. If you're seeking for a job, if you want a home, whatever it is, if you want the Holy Ghost. You know, he tells you what to do. Hallelujah. There's steps in everything. Hallelujah. But Jesus has to be the center of it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your life has to revolve around Jesus. Everything else is just icing or cherries on the top.
Right.
But you have to have the Holy Ghost. Because
right.
you won't see your blessings if you don't have the Holy Ghost in the way that you would if you had the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You know, when Jesus brings you somebody, I saw it a little different than what I saw before. You know, I was just like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because that was my heart's desire. Right. That's why I guess the Lord wants me to share with this. I was not playing with this.
Right.
But the Lord wants me to share it. Maybe for somebody.
Yeah.
But that was my heart's desire, was to have someone. And I said, well, I'm just going to be old, and I'm just going to be, I started thinking about the people in the church who didn't have anyone. I said, well, amen, at least I have Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want someone. I gave Jesus my desires. And I left it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
You know, when it gets to the point where you just
leave it alone. Yeah.
Jesus will start
with, I see you,
my sister.
Yeah.
I see you, my brother.
Right.
I see you working. And
right.
I remember that prayer. Hallelujah. Yep. He doesn't forget. Hallelujah.
No, he does not.
But the song says, always remember Jesus.
Yes.
I can't get so caught up, hallelujah, because I would see other sisters bringing, I'm being honest, your young men in church, and they would sit by the person. And we were told, don't sit next to one another. You know, he should look like a visitor.
Right.
No one should know that you brought him in.
Right.
I was following whatever I was told. You know, if you date, you know, when we did start courting, and he was saved, he had the Holy Ghost, we waited a while. You know, we didn't date right away. We waited on Jesus again.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, how long? Because I said, I don't want to hinder him growing spiritually. Right. How long, Jesus, do you want me to wait?
Right.
And I told him, I said, Jesus said, wait a year. We're going to wait a year.
Right.
But I said, Lord, give us a sign. What do you want us to do?
Right.
And the Lord gave us a sign. This is so funny. But when we were on our way to Philadelphia, that was the first time we sat by each other. So we were kind of looking like, so no one knew that we were courting because it was just that separate.
Yeah.
So we sat by one another. It was like, okay, they're dating. I was like, yeah, we are. But I thank Jesus so much for the obedience in the sense of we were told to double date. So some of the young people didn't want to double date to us because you just can't do anything. I'm sorry. I'm just one of the people. You can't do anything around me. I'm like, you
right.
gotta cut that out.
Right.
You know, no, we gotta do it holy.
Right.
You know, we're trying to make it in.
That's
me
it.
And my husband would look at each other before my husband say, I'm not going to hell for you.
Right.
It sure was. But it helped us keep in mind that the soul comes first.
Jesus.
You know, you have to love a person that's beyond
right.
the physical,
right.
you know, the attraction. You gotta say, I love the soul.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not going to hell for you.
Right.
I worked too hard to get this Holy Ghost
right.
to drop it for you.
Right.
So the Lord blessed our courtship didn't last, you know, some people thought it was too long, but it was long enough for me. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus. You know, one sister was like, oh, yeah, wait, all 4 years? I said, yeah, it was 4 years. She said, that was a long time. I said, okay. But it wasn't long for me. I said, so I'm waiting longer. I
right.
said, well, I thank Jesus. But my point is to say, Jesus has all things in control in his own time. You know, we can't get caught up in doing what we want to do. It
right.
all has to come back to what did Jesus have for this space and time in my life. I didn't marry my husband until I was 27, you know, and that may sound like a young age, but for someone who would like to desire a mate, that seems a little long,
mm-hmm.
but it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank Jesus for the mind to just wait.
Right.
I'm so grateful
right.
for that because
Jesus.
Jesus gave me a wonderful, wonderful spouse,
Jesus.
And I'm not praising him. I'm praising
right.
Jesus
right.
because the Lord helped me so much.
Yeah.
I really had to put myself down there to cry out. Because the enemy wants you to do contrary to
right.
this.
To
like
that.
I said,
yep.
he wanted me to go get it.
Right. right.
Go get what I thought was my blessing. I've seen other sisters do that, and then they end up, you know,
yep.
a mess.
Yep.
That she's saved, and he's not,
yeah.
and he's gone,
yep.
and she's still in there boo-hooing,
right.
you know, and they're struggling.
Yep.
But, and then in some situations, you know, neither one of them saved no more,
right.
or they're questionable.
Right.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You know, so let Jesus give you
that's
whatever
right.
it is that you desire. If
that's
it's a mate,
right.
let Jesus do it.
That's
if it's
right.
the Holy Ghost, you know, let Jesus give it to you.
Yeah.
You can't take it.
Yeah.
It says it's a gift.
Yeah.
It says you shall receive
right.
the precious gift
of
the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Right. He says receive it. You can't take it.
Right.
You can't make Jesus give it to you because he says, I'm not going to dwell in an unclean temple.
Jesus.
He's not going to come to you and you haven't done nothing to sanctify yourself. It's dirty in there. You think about it, terms, and you go in somebody's house, and you know, you ever seen those Airwick commercials or whatever that is for Breeze, and their house stank, and it's dusty, and it's all messy. And they go, and they're trying to get out. Jesus said, I'm not going to even dwell in here. I'm not even coming in. The person came in. They sat in their car, and they said, you don't smell it, but it smelled like dog. And they're like, oh. Jesus said, he's not even going to dwell. He's not going to come in. So you get you some fasting, that gets your broom, hallelujah. You get you some prayer, there's your vacuum, hallelujah. Get you some Lysol, hallelujah, that's the word. Clean me up, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, clean me up on the inside out. And it start manifesting in your clothes. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith will look different, hallelujah. Because Jesus is sanctifying you, hallelujah. And he'll sanctify you whole, hallelujah. Then he'll say, oh, my sister, my brother is sanctified. I see them reading the word. I see them not doing, you know, going out. When I was seeking the Holy Ghost, I didn't hang out with my buddies and my friends. Thank you, Jesus. They were put to the side. I was sitting down with my family, and I looked around, Jesus, hallelujah, and there was nothing but saints. And I said, the rapture comes right now. Who is going to take care of me? I'm going to be left here. So I left my family too. Hallelujah. It says I gave up everything. The Father Jesus. Hallelujah. My family would ask, my mother said, "Where y'all not going out to eat?" Because my family would go out every Sunday. They said, no. And I walked away and my mother was telling them something. They were, okay. All right, bye. She must have told them she's seeking Jesus or something. Because they left us. They didn't even ask anymore. Thank you, Jesus. I went home. Hallelujah. And I had to have my time with Jesus, whether it was reading my Bible, whether it was carrying, hallelujah, in between service on Sundays, that I had more time with Jesus, hallelujah. Fasting was something that was difficult for me, hallelujah. But Jesus is so merciful. He took me in steps. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, go this hour by this hour. And you just keep pressing, hallelujah. When I gave in and I ate, because at that time, you know, I would give in sometimes and I would eat, but I thank Jesus so much. He didn't give up on me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even after you get the Holy Ghost, if you mess up and you're still trying with your fast, because the enemy, he doesn't care how long you've been saved. Hallelujah. He's still going to tempt you. Hallelujah. And you may make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He
still counts that time.
Yes,
and you say,
does.
Jesus, I'm so sorry. And you try it again. Thank you, Jesus. He allows you to see another day. He loves you. So Jesus blesses your mind. He'll go, that's all right. Hallelujah. You gave in. But you realize your mistake. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. And Jesus can work with a saint or a sinner that's trying. You know, you think about when you're trying to get the Holy Ghost. Jesus sees that you're trying to get the Holy Ghost, and he works with you. Hallelujah, with your fasting, with your praying, with coming to service, with not neglecting the stealing of yourself, with setting yourself aside for the service of the Lord, that sanctification. He helps you with the whole process.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
If you desire Jesus, hallelujah, he will help you. Hallelujah. Jesus will help you with everything. Hallelujah. Even after you get the Holy Ghost, he said that if we say he'll keep you if you want him to keep. Hallelujah. He'll help you. Hallelujah. He'll be your best friend. He'll be whatever you need. If you need a comforter, he'll be a comforter. Hallelujah. I remember when my uncle, he was in the hospital, and he became sick, and he was in Texas. And we were like, oh, me and my aunt, we were thinking about, oh, maybe we need to fly down there. And she talked to my uncle, and he says, well, I'm fine. I'm not alone. Hallelujah.
Right.
He has Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
And the Lord sent one of his co-workers. He came from his house to check up on him, which helped us a little bit better.
Right.
But we were like, ooh, yes, that's right. He does have Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
I mean, you know that, but that natural man would go, I want to get in the plane.
Right.
I want to try to get there.
Right.
You know, because we're used to being able to go check up on Uncle whenever he would, at that time, was in the hospital from time to time. But Jesus comforted us with those
Jesus,
words out of
Jesus,
his mouth.
Jesus.
I'm right here with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're like, okay. And then comfort us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
He said in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake
us.
You think about even in death, when the saints don't die, they go sleep.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Sleeping. Hallelujah.
Right.
Resting in the saints.
Right.
Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. Hallelujah. He never leaves us.
He never leaves us.
So we can leave Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
I beg you and I beseech you. Don't gonna be like that rich man. Hallelujah. He said that soul was being tormented in this plane. Hallelujah. He had his own personal plane. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was being tormented. Hallelujah, Jesus. The scripture lets us know day and night it shall not stop.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, the enemy, hell was made for the devil. Hallelujah.
Yep.
It wasn't made for us. Jesus died on the cross that we may have the opportunity to escape. He that knew no sin had to come because, as I was explaining to Georgia, in the Easter part, it says, the Lord gave me, he that knew no sin, it had to be. You know, me, it couldn't be. Hallelujah.
Right. Right.
Why? Because I was born in sin.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
He had no sin.
No sin.
And he wasn't born like we were born.
Right.
He was implanted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
A miraculous
birth.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
He was implanted in Mary's womb.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
John and Mary and Joseph had
nothing
to do with
it.
You know,
nope.
Thank you, Jesus. He was implanted in there. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And then when he grew up, hallelujah,
uh-huh.
his mother was looking for him.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Where?" And he was like, "Well, I'm about my father's
business.
Why you work? You know why I came.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The Mary being the mom she was, you know, oh, where's my son?
Right.
I'm about my father's business. And he did all the work in the land while he was here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He taught.
Yeah, yeah,
he healed.
Right.
He delivered.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
People from spirit. Hallelujah. And it's a thing of deliverance. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He healed the sick. Hallelujah. He raised the dead. Hallelujah. When the sister was saying, she said, if you was here, he wouldn't have died. She realized if he was here, he would have died. But I thank Jesus for allowing us to see, you know, with Jesus, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And I love the way Bishop put this thing. You know, he said, if Jesus would have said, come forth all the dead.
Everything.
But he called Lazarus by his
name.
You know, Jesus does that for each and every one of us. He doesn't literally, you know, say your name out loud, but he calls the mind. Hallelujah. He troubles that mind. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he's still begging and beseeching you even right now. Come to me. Hallelujah. I see that you're heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Right.
This peace, hallelujah, for your soul. I didn't create you so you can just go through life just being okay.
Right.
I want you to be saved and sanctified.
Jesus,
I want
Jesus.
You with me. Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah.
My son, like I say, he's fascinated about the new body. And he says, well, I want my new body. But it made me think about Lot's wife, you know, in terms of she was possibly, you know, thinking about what was left back there.
No,
you just kind of think about, oh, she could have been thinking that. You know, that could have been. But yes, number one, she was so obedient. She looked back. That's really what it was. But, you know, he said, well, what about my toys and things? He was thinking about his earthly body. He said, I want my new body. I want to, you know, be saved. And I hope you remember sharing. I want to be saved. This is a really deep conversation. And I want my new body. I'm getting the Holy Ghost. But what about, can my skateboard come? No skateboard. What about food? Yeah, we want to have some food. It's gonna be, you would have a new body. You know, he had all these type of questions about the new body. And it was just like, wow. You know, he has really deep questions and deep thoughts. You know, and I'm like, wow, thank you, Jesus. You know, we know about the new body. So as I was talking to him, the little tears coming down his face, well, I'm going to leave my house. And I'm not going to see Dad no more. And you, I said, well, you'll see us, you know. But I said, don't let the enemy make you think that you're leaving this stuff. You know,
right.
Just keep, think in terms of you don't want to, where are you going to go if you don't get the new body?
Right.
You know, you're going to go to hell.
Right.
Do you want to go to hell? No, but, you know, that natural side.
Yeah.
But I thank the Lord. I said, but Jesus loves you so much. He wants you with him. Don't you want to be with Jesus? So I started telling him about the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Jesus, we're going to have a mansion. Because he keeps talking about, you know, us getting a new house. And he's excited about that. I said, but Jesus is making us a mansion. And I started describing how the mansion's going to, you know, look, you know, what the scripture's giving us. And he was just like, ooh, and we're going to have what? I said, Jesus loves you so much. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. You know, and he wants us there. We're going to have a mansion. So he's still excited about that. And so the tears dried up. I thank you, Jesus. I'm like, oh, Jesus, and I tell him too much. But he looks at you like, I want answers.
Right.
And
right.
I want the truth. You know, he knows that, you know, certain things that are in the land, like Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy, like he's having the knowledge of what that is true and not true.
Right.
I don't want to spoil anything for nobody.
Right.
But what's true and not true,
right.
He discovered those things. You know, so He wants to hear the true word, and he wants the truth about this new body. Yes. So I was like, oh, Lord. As a parent, you start going, am I giving him too much information? Because he's tears are storing. The Lord just kept giving me my, keep going, keep telling the truth.
Yep.
And them tears dried up. Like, okay, I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a mansion. He started getting happy, and I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. That was one of those things you kind of like, I got to tell him, you know. But I thank Jesus so much for the questions that, you know, children have when you think they're not listening, they're really listening. But I thank Jesus so much for that. But the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us that new body. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants us to have that. You know, he doesn't want what the enemy wants us to have, which is eternal separation. That's the enemy, the devil. Let's just put it right there. It's the devil. That's his damnation. Right. So he's going to try to take as many souls as he can.
Yeah.
He wants to keep yours or get yours back. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And he will try different avenues, you know, like trying to make you realize that you shouldn't occupy. You know, you'll do the minimum, or you get in the habit of coming to church, or habit of coming to choir rehearsal, and a habit. It becomes a habit instead of, something I love doing. Jesus, hallelujah.
Right.
And that's when, you know, you start looking like, hold on, this just feels like no, it should be, I'm coming to praise Jesus.
Right.
So that's when you got to pick it up. Fast a little more, pray a little more, study a little more. You know, and look and see, where am I lacking? Thank you, Jesus. Is it in my service or in my mind? Because it could maybe not be in your service. Maybe it's something going on in your mind.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Maybe it's something that you, the song says, I'm going in cycles. Maybe it's something that I ate. Or something that I watched.
Right.
You know, I was listening to a song, and wow, it says I'm not going in cycles. He said something came back up. It's something that I ate, something that I watched. And he doesn't mean physically ate.
Right.
He means something that's hindering his spirit to his side. You know, because something that you watch can be a hindrance.
Yeah.
You know, something that you listen to, maybe not purposely. You could have been in the store and heard something. You know, music, it has an effect on us, black people, I'm being honest. You're a rhythm people. And if you're spiritually, you can start patting their feet a little bit and bobbing their head. You go, Jesus. You know, you can catch yourself. But I remember my granddad said something. He said, when you start bopping your head to that music, something's not right. You know,
something
is slipping somewhere.
Yeah.
So you repent immediately.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And say, forgive me, be like David, against thee and thee. Against thee and thee only have I done this wrong. I have sinned. I'm so sorry. If it feels like a sin to you, it's a sin. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Jesus. And you just go, where am I lacking somewhere? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Where am I denying Jesus? Or maybe I need more of something. Hallelujah. That is spiritual. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, just get engrossed or just all entangled up in Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, the stuff that's going in this world just doesn't matter.
Right.
Maybe it's the news that's making you, you know,
right.
Because the news can be discouraging.
Yes,
although
it
it's informational, you know, it's telling you the weather.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's funny. But it also can be discouraging.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And, you know, I'm finding as I'm getting older, I'm dropping the young adult and about to hit the grand adult.
Mm.
So I'm adjusting. This is the life change for me. But I thank Jesus for being able to see the adult, you know, part. So I said, well, amen. I remember my bishop said, the only way for you not to get old is to die young. So I thank Jesus for being able to see my upcoming birthday.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus, this year. But, you know, I'm saying that you can get caught up in the world events, you know, that pops up on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And you can see the news and things that are going on in the world. And things are always bad. It's a lot of bad. It's more bad than good.
Right.
You know, you have to kind of, where is the good, Jesus? Let me see some good. But it's, and the Lord will allow you to see it, but it's sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what's going on with the world. It's that darkness that Elder Stephen said was talking about last song on Sunday. It's that darkness. It's that sin that's just really taking over more and more, because the world, they just, in the midst of the pandemic, you would just think the church would be full. The true church should be full. But they still don't believe it. I was talking to my mother about that. I said, this is a big warning. And I thank Jesus because, you know, the saints have been praying. And the Lord has blessed us with, you know, the shots or whatever. And the Lord is blessing and keeping the saints.
Yeah.
You know, we pray, Lord, keep us and have mercy. You know, that was one of my prayers. Jesus, have mercy.
Yep.
Help us. Give us some sort of relief or something. And the Lord did that.
Yep.
You know, and I was obedient. I did my shot and everything. But I thank Jesus so much for realizing, but, you know, you can't get caught up in the pandemic in the sense of what's the truth. This is what's coming. Hallelujah.
Right. Right.
More is coming.
More is
just
coming.
A little bit. Hallelujah.
Yep.
You think about 9/11.
Yep.
That was just a little
that
bit.
Was just a little
Hallelujah.
Bit.
And then your merciful Jesus,
yep.
He'll just, you know, let it be. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Like the pandemic, it seemed like at one point it was dying down, but it comes back up.
Yep.
But it's the sin.
Yep.
It's the punishment of sin. Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, you think
Jesus.
About
Jesus.
The scripture says, if our people were to call by our name, shall humble themselves and seek with
yep.
Yes, we still have to do. Yes, we know who that was for, but we still have to humble ourselves.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And seek Jesus' face. You know, don't forget who your creator
right.
is.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Don't realize, don't forget who you were created for. Don't
right.
get so occupied with the things of this life.
Yep.
And you can get caught up with work and school,
right.
you know, feeding this flesh.
Right.
Oh my gosh,
right.
it's hungry.
Right.
Yes,
right.
it needs to eat. It's
right.
thirsty.
Right.
I'm dehydrated.
Right.
It needs those things.
Right.
But what about the soul?
What
Hallelujah.
About the soul? Right.
Is it thirsty?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
The song says, my soul is thirsty.
Yes.
I'm hungry for
yes.
you,
Jesus.
What is your soul hungry for?
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
it's not the
yes,
food. You
yes,
can't
yes,
feed the soul. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the physical. It only takes spiritual.
Yes, yes,
it
yes,
takes none of the water.
Right.
It takes none of the food.
Yep.
It only takes the spiritual.
Yes.
But if that's what you want to get,
yep.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. You know, you want to give this soul what, you know, give Jesus what he paid for. He paid for your soul.
Right.
You want Jesus to come, like I said, clean up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, sanctify me. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. Because I desire to go back with you, Jesus.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
But the saint, it desires Jesus.
Yes.
But the seeker, it desires Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But Jesus has first got to clean you up.
Yep.
But you got to put yourself in a position to get clean.
That's
Hallelujah.
True.
And you think about
That's
it. If you have someone
That's
coming to your house to clean your house,
yes.
and you're paying them, and they come to your door. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they knock, and you're not there. What are they going to do? They're going to walk
right.
away.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. It's paid for.
Yep.
Why not open the door
right.
and let them on in?
Right, right.
Let Jesus in. What
yeah.
are you waiting on? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If there's anything that's hindering you, Jesus, remove it or reveal it.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't need to know. That's why we say remove it or reveal it.
Yeah.
Maybe I may not know. But if you do know, let Jesus remove it.
Yeah.
Don't let that habit that you think is so hard to break. Oh, Jesus can break
yes,
it.
Yes, he can.
Yes, he can. Whatever that habit is. Jesus knows, hallelujah,
yep.
he can break it. I love that song about Reverend James Moore. It says, he breaks every fasten. That
yeah.
means the chain. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Whatever that chain is, Jesus can break it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus can do it.
Yeah.
But you have to put yourself in position so Jesus can use,
right.
can help you,
right.
can heal your sins and soul. Hallelujah.
Right.
For the saints, the people that are saved with the Holy Ghost, and Jesus can keep you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He will keep us if you want to desire
yes.
to be kept.
Yes.
If you want to go back with Jesus, he will keep you.
Yes.
But you got to keep seeking Jesus. Hallelujah. When the enemy say, I can't, yes, I can.
Right.
You know, you say with that train, I think I can, I think
yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
You think it was crown up that track? I remember that cartoon so well.
Right.
But he was pushing. I think I can. He gets another. I know I can. I know. He goes down. He keeps going.
Yeah.
With Jesus, you can.
You
Hallelujah.
Can.
With you, just call him up. I think I can. Jesus. I know I can. I can receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
How do you know? Because you have a cloud of witnesses.
Right.
You know,
right.
it says, bodily exercise, profit little,
yeah.
be still.
Yeah.
I thank Jesus for me as a seeker. I was at the altar, and I would call Jesus. I wanted to do like everybody else. I had spit coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I was spitting, whatever. And I remember Mother Baptist was staring with me, and she was telling me, stop. And I was like, okay. So the spit went away. Thank you, Jesus. I remember Mother Tawana Scott. I said, well, how am I going to know when I'm getting serious about the Holy Ghost? And she was saying, you're going to be afraid to go to bed at night. You know, you're going to be afraid when you wake up that you're going to be in hell. And all that process started happening. So I thank Jesus so much, hallelujah, for the whole process that I went through, hallelujah, Jesus. But I didn't stop
yeah.
at, you know, the sanctification part.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't stop at just saying repent and be baptized. Like I said, I wasn't baptized. I received the Holy Ghost first. You know, in my situation, I received the Holy Ghost at, you know, during the service time. It was a week of prayer, and
yeah.
I remember different saints praying with me, but Deacon Wills was the one who was my coach, and he pushed me through, but that enemy was still right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was telling me, call Jesus. And I'm like, I am calling Jesus. Don't he hear me? But that was the enemy.
Was
hallelujah. The enemy. But Jesus came right on. Hallelujah. And put in my mind. It just went zoop. Mine went blank. And I was just doing whatever he told me to do. Jesus, Jesus. See, I started calling him more. And then I felt what he was talking about. He saw my coach. Hallelujah.
Right.
Saw something that I needed more.
Right.
And because I was obedient. So seekers, when your coach is down there, listen to your coach.
Listen.
Hallelujah. Because they see something. Hallelujah. And they tell you stop spitting, stop spit.
Yeah.
And they tell you to be still, be still.
Because
this scripture, body exercise, problem is little. You're going to be tired afterwards.
Right.
You really are. Hallelujah.
Right.
Be still. Let Jesus move
you.
Hallelujah. Are you moving yourself?
Yeah.
What you, Jesus can't come into that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Be still.
Jesus.
Let Jesus move.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Let Jesus. Let him come on in.
Right.
And he's going to move you in a way that you don't even know how you're moving.
Right.
You know, I said, I don't want to cry. I don't want to see people see me on the floor.
Jesus.
All these things I said, well, I didn't want. I was crying.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the floor, but I was crying, and I just looked ugly. Jesus, what he paid for. Keep giving. giving Jesus what he paid for, saying hallelujah, and you have the Holy Ghost, keep giving Jesus you, hallelujah. Don't deny Jesus access to your mind, hallelujah. Don't deny him access to your soul. Give Jesus what he paid for. Keep seeking Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be ready when he comes. Oh, be ready when he comes. Oh, be ready.
When I came to the church, Etta Williams said, find you a scripture that you can hold on to while you're seeking Jesus. And the Lord gave me two, Matthew 5 and 6, and Matthew 6, 33. 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And 6 and 33 is, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And I took that to heart. You know, I was a sinner trying to be saved. And the Lord gave me those scriptures, so I wasn't thinking about nothing else or nobody. I wasn't thinking about a wife or a teammate or a family. I was seeking after Jesus. And whatever he wanted to put in my life or take out of my life, I let him. And I didn't fight it. And that's how you have to be if you're serious of Jesus. You know, let him be the ruler. You know, let him be the one who makes the decisions in your life. You know, I'm going to move. I don't mean to prolong service, but when Jesus, since I've come to the church, I've never had to apply for a job. You know, I've never had to ask for a raise because Jesus does it. You know, I just don't worry about those things. You know, they just promoted me to team leader at my job. And I didn't ask for it. I didn't even want it. You know, but they said, you're going to do it because can't nobody else, you don't want nobody else to do it. Okay, you know, what do you say? I just went with it.
Yep.
And I'm thinking,